Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is my colleague, Bridget Earnshaw from South Shore Arts. Bridget is our director of exhibits, and we have just recently opened our annual Blockbuster exhibit.
Yes.
And this is for the love of the game this year. So, Bridget, the sports exhibit, how did that come about?
The sports exhibit came about, it's been at least a year and a half in the making, I feel like. And we had a man in the community named Terry McMahon, and he has a very large collection of sports memorabilia and art. And it came about that he was interested in exhibiting it, and we've kind of just ran with it and added to it. And now we have even a larger collection of sports memorabilia, and we found a few other artists to go with it. So it's a fun show with a whole bunch of different sports featured in it. We have primarily baseball, going back to the early 1900s, even late 1800s. There's some photographs and some very interesting like sports action shots of the very first few games. And then going all the way to current sports, and we have some hockey and football and basketball and even a little bit of horse racing. So
even a little bit of horse racing. So Terry's – but predominantly the exhibit features – Terry McMahon's collection,
yes,
which is vast, and that was so neat of him to want to share it with us at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. Terry's business, McMahon Accounting, is in Munster, and so we know him well,
yes,
through various associations over the years, and it's really fun to be able to showcase a local collector's property. And so we've augmented it with, well, talk about some of the arts.
Yeah.
What does Terry have?
Well, with Terry's collection of sports memorabilia, he's got quite a few Leroy Neiman prints that are really fantastic works that he's got. And Leroy Neiman was an artist, I think predominantly in like the 80s.
That, he was very prolific in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And he made... I don't mean to hijack what you were saying, but he did make one, if not the largest, gift by an individual to the School of the Art Institute. Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah, they're very colorful and fun. And he's got four different baseball players, including like Babe Ruth and Willie Mays. And then he's got a few horse racing ones. And then another one of our featured artists is... Mark McMahon.
I know.
No relation to
no
Terry.
No relation whatsoever.
But he's a really interesting man. When I got to go pick up the work from him, he had, he's just got such an array of work. He's got a whole, he's got a gallery in like Lake Forest area.
And that's where he's from.
Yeah. And he's, I didn't know how much he has done in the, you know, community for all, and artwork that he's done for different ballparks and stadiums across, I mean, the U.S., like all over the place. He's got work hanging, or he's done work for certain games or special things. He's been in Sports Illustrated. So just all sorts of fun stuff.
He's an artist. His work is kind of similar to Leroy Neiman's, I would say, in style. He is an artist who is who has coupled his artistic skills with his business skills very successfully.
Very.
Yeah, and we've shown him before, his work before, years ago, I remember, because there are Mark McMahon's in the... NIPSCO collection.
He's got a very large mural in NIPSCO of Indiana sports, and we have a poster of that too.
Yeah.
But his work is really fun and playful, and he's from a whole family of artists too, so it's kind of fun.
Father, son, I know. Yeah, and others. What's your favorite piece in the show?
My favorite piece in the show, probably just because I've been researching it a lot, is this picture of. It's actually a collection of photos from an All-Star game in the 1933 All-Star players. And just reading about the All-Star game, it happened at Comiskey, which is now the, you know, Sox Stadium, but it was for the World's Fair, and it was kind of this way of getting a little bit of enthusiasm for after, like, the Great Depression era and whatnot. So, but just listening to the game and kind of seeing that whole era of when baseball was just such a exciting kind of thing, and everybody listened to it, but especially the All-Stars, because you got, you know, players that were in it, like Babe Ruth and Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, all of them were playing in this one game, and it's kind of this era that was really cool in baseball, and there's a ton of stuff that Terry has about that, but he's got portraits of each All-Star from that game, and it's kind of just fun, and we'll have, you know, the game playing in the background and whatnot, so it's just kind of cool to have it all come together like that.
I think that people are really going to love this show. Mm-hmm. Like, we can really relate to it. It's a small admission.
Yep. $2 admission, free for students and children. And our South Shore Arts members.
And it's up through the end of January, towards the end of January. Okay, well, thanks, Bridget, for coming here to tell us about the show. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.